Hi, my name is Aparna. I am a shopaholic, and I'm addicted to online returns. Well, at least I was. At one time, I had two or three packages of clothing delivered to me every other day. I would intentionally buy the same item in a couple different sizes and many colors because I did not know what I really wanted. So I overordered, tried things on, and then I sent what didn't fit back. Once my daughter was watching me return some of those packages, and she said, "Mom, I think you have a problem." I didn't think so. I mean, it's free shipping and free returns, right? I didn't even think twice about it until I heard a statistic at work that shocked me. You see, I'm a global solutions director, and we were in a meeting with one of my largest customers. One of their biggest concerns was managing returns. Every holiday season, they have 7.5 million pieces of clothing returned to them. I could not stop thinking about it. What happens to all these returned clothes? So I came home and researched, and I learned that every year, 4 billion pounds of returned clothing end up in the landfill. That's as if every resident in the US did a load of laundry last night and decided to throw it in the trash today. I was horrified. I'm like, of all people, I should be able to help prevent this. My job is to find solutions to logistical issues like these, not create them. And then I started to wonder, how did we get here? I mean, it was only like 6 years ago when a study recommended that offering free online returns would drive customers to spend more. We started seeing companies offering free online returns to drive more sales and provide a better experience. But what we didn't realize is that this would lead to more items being returned as well. Retailers are scrambling to recover their losses. They try to place that returned item online to be sold again, or they'll sell it to a discount partner or liquidator. Basically, if companies cannot find a place for this item quickly and economically, it finds its way into the trash. Suddenly, I felt very guilty for being that kind of shopper, somebody who contributes to this. Who would have thought my supposedly innocent shopping behavior would be hurting not only me, but our planet as well? And I thought about what to do. I kept thinking, why does the item have to be returned to the retailer in the first place? What if there was another way, a win-win for everyone? What if, when a person is trying to return something, it could go to the next shopper who wants it and not the retailer? What if, instead of a return, they could do what I call a green turn? Consumers could use an app to take pictures of the item and verify the condition while returning it. Artificial intelligence systems could then sort these clothes by condition, mint condition or slightly used, and direct it to the next appropriate person. Mint condition clothes could automatically go to the next buyer, while slightly used clothes could be marked down and offered online again. All that the consumer would need to do is obtain a mobile code, take it to the nearest shipping place to be packed and shipped, and off it would go from one buyer to the next, not the landfill. Now, you might ask, would people really go through all this trouble? I think they would, if they had incentives like loyalty points or cashback. Let's call it green cash. There would be a whole new opportunity to make money from this new customer base looking to buy these returns. This is doable and would probably take 6 months to run a pilot. Even before any of these logistical systems are in place, each of us shoppers can act now if every single adult in the US made a few small changes to our shopping behavior. Take the extra time to research and think, do I really need this item? No, do I really want this item? Before making a purchase. And if every adult in the US returned 5 less items this year, we would keep 240 million pounds of clothes out of the landfill. 6% reduction, just like that. This environmental problem that we have created is not thousands of years away. It's happening today and must stop now. to prevent growing landfills across the globe. So I have not only stopped over-ordering, I recycle religiously as well. And you can too. It's not difficult. Before we fill our shopping carts and our landfills with extra items that we don't want, let's pause next time we are shopping online and think twice about what we all hopefully really do want. A beautiful earth to call home.